Hello, I'm Kirsty Gallagher, and this is Sporting Roots, the audio series where we explore some of Britain's most inspiring sporting locations and the role that rail is played in helping put them on the map. We want to motivate more people to take a trip to watch, learn about, and discover new sporting passions by train so they don't miss out on the well-being benefits of experiencing sports in the real world. You can plan your own journey of sporting discovery by train with National Rail today, because when it comes to sport, nothing beats being there. In this episode, we're going to be charging headfirst into the world of rugby. Now let me paint you a picture. You're back at school, you're playing football, then suddenly one of the players picks up the ball with his hands and runs for the line. Half the players are just confused, but the other half thinks it looks like a fun game. And that, believe it or not, is how rugby was born. In 1823, at Rugby School in Rugby, Warwickshire, yes, that's where it gets its name, a 16-year-old William Webb Ellis would go down in history as the inventor of the game. His legacy lives on even today, with the Rugby World Cup trophy being named after him. The game steadily grew over the next few years, with the rules being adapted and codified, and eventually the RFU, or Rugby Football Union, was founded in 1871. But people still take the pilgrimage to the site of the game's humble beginnings. Just a short 20-minute walk from the mainline station is Rugby School. Here you can take a guided walking tour and check out the close, the playing field where the game began, and visit the school museum. The museum houses some of the most amazing and fascinating pieces of rugby history anywhere in the world, such as early kit and equipment, and even art inspired by those early days. A definite must for both die-hard rugby fans and people wanting to learn more about the dawn of the sport. And the growth of rugby was mirrored by the development of the British Rail network. Passenger services really came into their own at the same time that rugby clubs began to pop up all over the country, giving teams the opportunity to compete with clubs based hundreds of miles away. Stories over the years of both players and fans alike taking the train have become synonymous with the sport's history, such as the Scotland team's famed journeys on sleeper trains, where they'd mix with the fans, giving many of them memories of a lifetime by meeting their heroes. But at the turn of the 20th century, the game had grown to such rampant popularity that its venues needed to expand too. It's now time to take a trip to Twickenham Stadium in London. Built in 1909, the home to the English rugby team is the largest dedicated rugby union stadium in the whole world. With 82,000 seats, match days are really something special. Fans can walk en masse from the train station in just 10 minutes. The singing, chanting and banter between supporters is almost as big a draw as the game itself. Then when you finally get to your seat, the atmosphere is famed as a literal cauldron of excitement. With the stadium host to multiple World Cup finals and Six Nations clashes, if you're there on match day, you've got a pretty good chance of seeing history in the making. I go quite often to Twickenham by train with my own children, and I have to say they love it. There's so much excitement when we get off at that station and start that walk up towards the stadium all the way to our seats. It's fun and it's very, very loud. When the match starts, we all get to cheer at the top of our lungs. We all talk about it for weeks afterwards. It's probably one of our favourite family days out. But even on non-match days, fans can still flock to the stadium to take tours of this special venue. The tour covers some of the most restricted and exclusive areas of Twickenham, usually reserved for royalty, dignitaries, or the players themselves, including the Royal Box, the Players' Tunnel, and even down on the pitch side. England Rugby occasionally hosts open training sessions or events here, so if you're lucky enough, then you could get to watch the biggest stars in rugby put through their paces right in front of you. And if you're still hankering for more rugby after that, then pay a visit to the stadium's award-winning World Rugby Museum. It's the definitive home for everything and anything about rugby, housing some of the world's most prestigious rugby memorabilia, including silverware from years gone by, and a variety of legendary players' international caps and kits. But let's not forget that rugby union isn't the only version of the game. Its speedier sibling Rugby League was established in 1895. A breakaway group from the RFU, the Northern Rugby Football Union, began to adapt the game to make it flow more quickly, with fewer stoppages and more play. This grew into the mammoth sport of Rugby League we know today. Now let's take a visit up north to the city of Leeds, the home of one of British Rugby League's most successful teams, the Leeds Rhinos. With 11 championships, 14 Challenge Cups and 3 World Challenge titles under their belts, watching a game at the Headingley Stadium will undoubtedly prove to be a thrilling experience. And just 5 minutes away from the Burleigh Park train station, there are very few excuses not to go and soak in the roar on match day. On the international stage, the Rugby League World Cup, most recently hosted in England in 2022, has become a model for inclusion and diversity in sport. The men's, women's and men's wheelchair tournaments are all run alongside each other. St James's Park, Newcastle hosted the joint opening ceremony, and the finals were held at a variety of venues in Manchester, all within 26 minutes' reach of the Piccadilly mainline station. And all these tournaments have been hosted at a variety of rugby fan zones across the country. City, town and village squares often construct giant screens showing the bigger matches, so fans across the country can share the excitement with a crowd, even when not at the stadium itself. Eastside City Park in Birmingham, just a few minutes' walk from Moore Street Station, is a firm favourite among rugby fans during the summer months. And in a country where we near enough worship the sport of rugby, you can find memorials and statues of some of our most legendary players dotted around many of our cities. One of the most famous is of Russian-born England player Alexander Obolensky in Ipswich's Cromwell Square, just a 10-minute walk from the station. When travelling to Twickenham by train for England matches in the 1930s, Obolensky used to get off two stops early and run the rest of the way to the stadium as his warm-up. Then heading west to Cardiff, there's a statue of Welsh legend Gareth Edwards in the St David's Shopping Centre, just a 7-minute walk from Cardiff Station. He even has a train named in his honour. And in 2024 in Edinburgh, 3 statues of Scottish rugby stars, Donna Kennedy, Lisa Thompson and Francesca McGee, were displayed on Castle Street. Just round the corner from the station, the statues were erected to honour their commitment to women's rugby ahead of their Six Nations campaign. Now, the feel-good vibes of watching rugby have stirred the passions of many a fan over the years. With so much of the game to love and so many different competitions to fall in love with, it can be hard to know where to start. With this in mind, we thought it would be a good idea to chat with a man who in 2023 was crowned England's greatest rugby fan, Paul Appleby. Paul, welcome.
All right, thank you, Kirsty. It's a pleasure to be here.
So being awarded the title of England's biggest rugby fan, it must have involved a lifetime of watching and playing in matches, is that right?
Yeah, as a child, it was always one of those family traditions on a Saturday, going out to watch sport, whether it be rugby or football, whatever, and sort of just getting out and about with the family.
Is it fair to say that's where your rugby obsession began?
It was, but then it took off when I first moved to Suffolk. I was teaching sport within the school, and the main sport was rugby in the autumn term, and that's all we played. And then the school was given some tickets to a rugby final. So there was myself and a couple of colleagues went down to Twickenham. Only way to get really, for me, to savour all that atmosphere was the train.
Yeah. Watching rugby is often a generational affair, with entire families falling in love with the game. As a father, how important do you think it is to share the experience of live games with our children?
It's important to share those experiences with sort of my daughter and my family. We always have a family trip out to Twickenham each year for either a Six Nations game or an Autumn Internationals. My daughters love the trip from leaving the house, getting to the station, getting on the train, meeting those new people, because there's always sort of families on the train, some youngsters who are experiencing Twickenham for the first time, and talking about sort of how they're getting there. My daughter, especially when we get to Twickenham, enjoys the Yorkshire pudding stand with the pork and the gravy. But it's the atmosphere of getting there, sort of the getting to the train. Going from Twickenham station, it's about a sort of half a mile, three quarters of a mile walk. There's a lot of interactive things to do for the children, from throwing balls through hoops to trying to score conversions within there. And again, it's just that bonding, talking to fans, looking at it. It's one of the things my daughters always enjoy. It's that experience of attending the games, the friendly atmosphere. We always make it a ritual now, whereas myself, my two daughters, or my wife sometimes comes along as well because she does enjoy the rugby, and we make it a nice day out.
Absolutely. It's such a great day out. I remember taking my boys to Twickenham by train for the first time, and you're right, the atmosphere is electric. It's so exciting. As part of your win, you received Twickenham tickets for every England match next year. Wow. You've obviously been to Twickenham many, many times. Tell us what it's like to be surrounded by so many other fans in that moment.
Sometimes you are surrounded by opposition fans. And it's not like other sports with the rivalry. This is very friendly rivalry. Mm. Talking to them, sharing drinks, sharing experiences right up until the start. And then obviously sort of watching the game, the atmosphere, the singing, which then obviously vibrates onto the stadium and onto the players to try and lift them as well. It's sort of getting out and about rather than always have the armchair supporters, but there's nothing like being out there and experiencing all these sort of going to games live, looking at the camaraderie. It's sort of that sort of the mental well-being of going out and enjoying a game and being able to sit there along with other people talking about their experiences and how sort of they would do it and what else they would do and where else they've been, because then also it could sort of magnate to you and you might want to go and try those other experiences as well.
Completely. We're a massive rugby family ourselves, and I agree, nothing beats being there in person. Paul, thank you so much for your time. I'm sure you've inspired lots more people to take in a game, and you carry on enjoying it, won't you?
Thank you very much, Kirsty. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
So Paul is obviously a big advocate of the game and would encourage anyone to get involved with the sport. It can make you feel good both physically and mentally, especially if you happen to be supporting or playing for the winning side. If you feel like giving it a go yourself or joining a club, there are hundreds of grassroots experiences located across the country. Bigger clubs such as Leicester Tigers, Bath Rugby and Gloucester Rugby all run introductory sessions and training camps to encourage more people to get involved in the sport. All of their training grounds are within a 20-minute walk from their respective train stations. This means you can now watch and play more games than ever before, boosting both your health and happiness. And for the smaller players, clubs like Cambridge Rugby Club run mini and youth rugby training sessions, allowing kids to get involved at any age. Whether you're looking to take in a game, learn more about its history, or you want to get stuck in yourself, why not hop on a train to make your next trip? Just don't forget your gum shield. And remember, when it comes to sport, nothing beats being there. Visit nationalrail.co.uk/sportingroutes to discover the rest of our audio series and plan your next journey to watch, learn about and discover new sporting passions by train.